Curled Tight. Written by Gandalf Girl 579. Read by Opal Song. Fandom 6 of Crows. Rating explicit. Relationship Jesper Fahey, Wylan Van Eck. Also tagged for super duper not safe for work. Rimming, teasing, smut, not safe for work, ass to mouth, and dirty talk. Think I could make you come like this? Jesper's words are half a challenge, and Wylan shivers, goose flesh prickling along the backs of his thighs as Jesper leans close, draped warmly over his back. In all the years they'd known each other, Wylan hadn't grown an inch, and he felt tiny in Jesper's hands, a toy in the hands of a reckless god. He adored it. We got all the time in the world, you know. Jesper's lips brush Wylan's shoulder as he speaks, his hands firm at Wylan's sides, thumbs rubbing soothing circles into flushed skin. His cock, only half hard, presses to Wylan's lower back, rutting into the curve of his spine. Pretty sure I could. He could, though Wylan doesn't say it, merely clenching his fists in the silken sheets beneath him. Jesper's ego, all know, is big enough as it is. A kiss to a cluster of golden freckles, and Jesper asks, "Want me to try?" "Please." Wylan shudders at the sound of his own voice, soft and breathy and desperate. Only Jesper can do this to him, and they both know it. A smirk, and Jesper's lips slide lower, tracing the curve of Wylan's shoulder to plant a slow, gentle kiss to the freckled patch of skin between his shoulder blades. Wylan's whimper is a blessing. Pulling back, Jesper glides his hands along Wylan's trembling sides, down past his waist to settle upon his hips, needlessly possessive. Wylan, after all, is his, and he gives a shiver of his own when Wylan presses back into his hands, more than willing. The touch of plush lips to pale skin is more insistent now, and Wylan gives a soft moan when an open-mouthed kiss is pressed to the base of his spine, Jesper's hands shifting to part his cheeks, and Wylan can feel himself tense up beneath that bright, hungry gaze. "Jess," it's a plea. Jesper, of course, bends to it, leaning in to press a warm, chaste kiss to the little furl of muscle, and Wylan flutters beneath his lips. Hands fisted into sheets, Wylan rocks back into Jesper's arms, breathing again. The next kiss isn't half so chaste, a slow, wet, open-mouthed thing that pulls a harsh gasp past Wylan's bitten lips, and he feels his hips instinctively bucking back against Jesper's mouth. Far too soon, Jesper pulls back, licking his lips and shamelessly meeting Wylan's lust-dark eyes. "Feel good?" There's that playful, challenging tone again, and Wylan sighs, pressing his chest tighter to the bed, arching his back and presenting his pink little hole like the gift it is. It's answer enough for Jesper, and he curls one arm beneath Wylan's hips, pulling him close, his other hand wrapping around Wylan's cock, hard and wet against his palm. "Jess?" It comes as a whimper, and when Jesper's tongue finally wheedles its way into the little ring of muscle, quivering around his tongue, Wylan jerks back against him, his cock giving an enthusiastic twitch. "Jesper, you're gonna come already, Merchling?" Wylan shivers at the warmth of Jesper's breath against his sensitive, spit-damp skin. "You really that easy?" Wylan draws as deep a breath as he can, wetting his lips to snap. "I'm not..." Another thrust of Jesper's tongue against him, inside him, and he does, A low moan snagging in his throat as he shivers to completion, Jesper's name on his lips. A warm, soft kiss to Wyland's cheek, and Jesper sits up, jerking Wyland up and back to settle in his lap. Against kissed Brew's lips, he laughs. You really are easy. Asshole. There's no venom in Wyland's voice, and he bends willingly to meet Jesper's lips, tasting an echo of himself there. Nipping at Wyland's lower lip, Jesper snipes back. You are what you eat. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.